Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, wide open phones. We can get Phil Berg on right now, but he's on a train and his cell phone's cutting in and out. So we're going to call him coming up a little bit in the next segment. Continuing with your phone calls, I'm not putting down what the great caller Mark in Oregon said about myself organizing the congressman. The congressmen don't want to be organized by me. They are people fighting the bailout, are a diverse group of congressmen. Most of them don't even know who I am. I think a lot of listeners overestimate my stature. The real power is you, the listener, spreading the word and the information and the articles and the videos. Now, that's what's that power. But I can't organize myself out of a wet paper bag these days. I'm trying to do a bunch of projects, make films, get my studio done. So they did. I mean, they were on the Capitol Hill today exposing how Kashkari and the bankers are stealing all the money. And national TV cut away from it and didn't give it any attention. I mean, I could probably get 200 congressmen organized. That's all I did for a year. And then have some meeting that no media would cover. And now they're shutting down the free internet with 100 different tactics. If we could get the public to admit it was happening, we could stop it. But that would take, you know, 5 minutes away from their football game. So they will have everything they've got taken. And they will go to work camps. Let's go ahead and talk to George in Indiana. Go ahead, George.
Yeah, Alex. I think I told you this once before, but I've got source material for it. Obama had gotten on and made a statement that if he were president, that one of the things he wanted to do was gather all the Muslim leaders together for a meeting. And if you, the source, Stephen Edmondson, American Jihad, in the Free Press 2002, lists the terrorist network in America, and it's amazing.
Well, the big tax-free foundations, as Barry Hamish reports, fund the real Muslim terror groups. And absolutely, through the big foundations, they control the leftist terror groups, and the low-grade morons actually carrying out the bombings don't even know what they're part of.
Yeah, well, they could carry out a jihad here in the United States if that's what they wanted to do in order to bring in martial law.
Yeah, but that's, you know what, they're going to release bird flu or something else or stage a nuke or maybe just use this economic collapse. I mean, the whole Muslim thing, in my opinion, is way overrated. I mean, Barack Obama isn't a Muslim. I mean, sure, his daddy was. He went to Muslim schools. What he is a chameleon, a New World Order backstabber.
Well, keep up the good work, Alex. I listen every day.
But I mean, listen, I agree with you. He's got pull, and now the Muslims are all freaking out thinking he was their man. Because he's, you know, appointing all these Mossad chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree, the Muslims sure thought that he was their guy. I mean, how naive are all these groups? How naive are white people, black people, anybody? The guy's a new... He was more for the bailout than Bush and McCain. He's a total whore to these people.
I've got friends that still can't see it, Alex, and they're losing money right and left right now. A buddy in the video business that was doing $3,000, $4,000 a week did $170 yesterday.
Hey, man, we're hardly selling any books or videos at InfoWars.com right now, and that's sad because, A, the word's not getting out, and, B, we need the funding. I can't imagine what it's like for other businesses because here our audience is just exponentially exploding. More AM and FMs, more listeners, huge internet audience. I mean, everything's getting bigger, and with an audience exploding, sales are down 50% in the last 6 months. And this is going into the holiday season. It's always our biggest time. So I'm experiencing that, but luckily I'm like a squirrel and have squirreled away money to keep this operation going for quite a while. And thanks to the money bomb, we've been able to build a new studio. So studios, there's two of them. Listen, I really appreciate your call, my friend. But that's something I keep forgetting to do in the last, 2 hours and 5 minutes of broadcast. There is the holiday Christmas special, 5+ months, almost 6 months, 5+ months free at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. All my films are super high quality, behind-the-scenes stuff, everything, such a great deal, PrisonPlanet.tv, and your support makes this possible.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the prophet Jeremiah was told not to pray for the house of Judah anymore because of their personal and national sins? Could it be that God has ceased hearing prayers for America because of our personal and national sins also? Pornography, adultery, fornication, homosexuality, lesbianism, corporate theft, lust, and greed are running rampant all over America, which was once declared a Christian nation. When will it all end? In slavery to the New World Order? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Later on the document cam at PrisonPlanet.tv, I'll show you this headline. G20 shaping a new world order. CNN Money, that's meetings coming up this weekend. A lot of your phone calls. Jamie, Carl, Tony, Kyle, others, your calls are coming up. We'll have him for about the next 20, 30 minutes. He's on a train, and he's attorney Phil Berg. He was, of course, deputy attorney general of a major state as well, Pennsylvania. And he is the guy with Obamacrimes.com who tried to ferret out who his daddy really was. Was he a U.S. citizen eligible to run for president? Where was he really born? And they acted very suspicious and covered all of this up. And they also lie and say his dad wasn't a Muslim. Now, it's not an issue that his dad's a Muslim. It's that they lie about it when it's admitted. They lie and say he wasn't in Muslim schools. They lie about everything. Now, this guy's a puppet. But he certainly couldn't pass, with what we know, a security clearance. So I wanted to get, but he's now the president, I wanted to get Phil Berg, who's a Democrat, and he's also a member of the NAACP, in fact, one of the heads in his community. I wanted to get him on to talk about the Supreme Court, where it went, what happened in those hectic days in and around the election. Phil Berg, thanks for coming on with us.
My pleasure. I'm speaking to you from Washington, D.C. today. I had to come down here for some business to fulfill my desire for all Americans so that the U.S. Constitution is followed. I'm meeting with some people here who help to help me in my endeavors to see that our Constitution is followed.
Okay, give us chronologically, if you can, what happened right before the election, what happened at the Supreme Court, what happened with some of the other suits that others brought, why they're being so secretive with the birth certificate, claiming Social Security numbers can't be seen when Social Security numbers are not on birth certificates.
Well, I think the reason that nothing has been produced is because I think I'm right on target, 100 or 1,000%, that this is the biggest hoax ever attempted upon the American public in the history of our government. Barack Obama taught constitutional law. He's an attorney. When he was sworn into the U.S. Senate, he swore to uphold the Constitution. And what's he done? You know, he can't produce documentation that he meets the qualifications for president. The qualifications are only three. One, you'd be 35 years of age. He is. The other, you've lived here in this country for 14 straight years. And three, that you'd be a natural-born citizen. He's not natural-born. I can tell you right now that he was born in Kenya. But I'll even tell you, even if you buy the argument that he was born in Hawaii, he would have lost his citizenship. And people are probably saying, how can you lose your citizenship? But let's just back up for a minute. He was born in Kenya, and if your listeners have a, if the father and mother are both from the citizens of the United States, wherever the child is born, like in other words, if your listeners go to Mexico or Jamaica or Japan or how about even Kenya, and while on vacation they have a child, as long as both parents are U.S. citizens, when they come back, that child is considered natural born. But that's not the situation with Barack Obama. And he always, and he says, even the other day, I think he called himself a mutt when he was talking about the dog, and he said he's a mutt. He has a different background. His mother was a U.S. citizen, but his father was not. Well, in that situation, you have to look at the laws in effect at that time. The law back in August 4th, 1961, was the fact that if only one parent is a U.S. citizen and the other parent is not, the U.S. citizen had to live in our country for 10 straight years, which she did, but five of those years had to be after the age of 14. 14 and 5 is 19. She delivered him when she's 18. So according to law, he's not natural born. Now, some people are saying, well, that's only a technicality. Well, it's the law. The law is what the law is. You can't just say it's a technicality. So on that basis, he's not natural born. Because if he's born in Kenya, and let's look at what's going on in Kenya right now. They're jumping up and down. They had a national holiday this past Monday, and I've heard that they're going to mark his birthplace as a national, like, shrine. So, I mean, that's just more evidence that, that's more evidence that he was born
there.
And
his grandmother, is on video saying, I was there when he was born in the village.
Well, one thing, let me say, the video is, we've checked the translation on the video. That is not accurate, but we do have on our website an audio taken about 3 weeks ago by a minister, which it's in Swahili, but we have the translation also on our website, which is ObamaCrimes.com, where she says, I was in the hospital when Barack Obama was born here in Kenya. But the video, if you get someone to translate what they're saying in Swahili, it doesn't match what's on the English front. I don't know who put that up. See, people are trying to turn it around and try to take make people like me be not considered truthful.
They're planting tar babies or honeypots. Now, the question I have for you is, where does it go from here?
Okay, where we are right now is the judge dismissed my case at the district court level, and what I did is I appealed it to the Third Circuit, but immediately to the U.S. Supreme Court because time's a wasting. And the Supreme Court, I did file for an injunction to stay the presidential election. They didn't grant that, but I could understand that because there's a whole election process involving people from school board to commissioner all the way up to president. But the case is pending. My writ of certiorari is there. Barack Obama and the DNC and the other defendants have till December 1st to file a response. They don't have to, but that's after that date. And by that day, we're having a number of individuals around the country file what's called a friend of the court brief. And December 1st, the court will decide whether to take the case or not. I'm hopeful, and I just spoke today to two law school deans, that they will take the case because And in fact, they're saying with that decision that no one has standing, that no one has standing to bring a suit against the Constitution, which is really ridiculous, especially on a constitutional requirement for president. So if they take the case, then depending what their decision is. However, I have also filed another action, which is now under court seal, so I can't discuss it, but at the appropriate time, I will discuss it. It's a backdoor attempt to make him produce what he really is. Now, in addition to that, some people here at, I'm in a meeting in Washington, D.C., some attorneys here just filed a suit in California, I think Mississippi, they're filing lawsuits against the electors, or to tie up the electors. Obama is not president. He's not even president-elect at this point. He got more votes, but the votes really don't mean anything under our system until December 15th when the electors meet in every state throughout our nation. And then it really isn't final at that point because then they send it to Congress, and it's the first or second week in Congress. Congress meets. If one member of the House and one member of the Senate raises questions, then Congress has to hold hearings. So we're moving ahead on all these bases, and we ask your listeners to write to people and pressure, even to write to all the U.S. Supreme Court justices to express how they feel. And we have their address on our website if you need that, because this is, like, unconscionable. You know, this is like he either is a natural-born citizen or he's not. And if he is, why hasn't he produced the records? It's very interesting that he hasn't produced any. We know nothing about him.
Well, Phil Berg, speaking to that specifically, I mean, you're a Democrat. You're an NAACP guy. You didn't have an axe to grind here. You found out about this, as you told me a few weeks ago and a month ago, because you were researching it because you'd seen the challenges on the Internet and didn't believe them, and then found that where there was smoke that there was fire. But regardless, what did the Democratic Party do? I mean, they could have found lots of qualified black Americans who have been here for generation after generation, can prove their pedigree. I mean, when you're talking about a president, it doesn't need to be all clouded and questionable. I mean, much less than a president whose father never even really lived here and wasn't a U.S. citizen and was a communist. And, I mean, that alone, and then all the weird Marxist. And, I mean, the establishment clearly can blackmail him with this now. And whether it's true or not, it's the covering up that's so suspicious. And they have been doing that. And the denial now by his followers, I see them even denying that he proposed a 1 million-man civilian intelligence force and compulsory draft when it was on change.gov. I mean, his followers are delusional.
Right. I mean, what you're just referring to, they put on their website, and then there were so many complaints about it. They changed it, and now they're denying they had it. I mean, you know, we need some. This is a candidate for change. We need some honesty in government, and I guess he fulfills that, though. He's a candidate for change because Arnold Schwarzenegger, the governor of California, had been talked to about running for governor. What did he say? He said amend the Constitution. So I guess Barack Obama is a candidate for change because he says, I can walk on the Constitution. I don't need the Constitution. But you know what? We need the Constitution, and we need this nonsense.
They may start claiming that Schwarzenegger was born in the U.S., and then if you say he wasn't, they'll just say you're a conspiracy theorist, you know.
Right. Schwarzenegger, what he should have done is just filed. According to the law proposed right now by Obama, Schwarzenegger should have just filed and said, hey, you know, I'm natural born, you know, just I'm not going to listen to you. That's what's absurd about this whole thing. So we're going to proceed against the electors. We're going to do everything in our power. We think we have to sue.
Why didn't he just release it instead of a receipt for one that looks like it's fake? Many experts have looked at it. Why not nip it in the bud? It's become an international issue. Yeah, go ahead.
Because he wasn't born here. I mean, look, come on. If a lawyer, you know, let's take a criminal case, hypothetical case. They say my client committed this robbery, and he committed it, and I'm from Philadelphia. But that on that particular day, he was in Washington, D.C. He was a guest at the White House, okay? Professional this. Well, wouldn't you produce evidence that he was in Washington, the White House, rather than have your client dragged through the mud? So, I mean, the thing here is it's obviously they don't have a birth certificate because they wouldn't keep hanging their head on the certification of live birth, which is a phony document which they put up on their website in June of 2008. That's what's significant. That's before I ever got involved in this case, before many people got involved. I mean, there had been talk about it. So they put this fraudulent document up to think people that will buy it and go, well, I think what's disgusting is the fact that I wish I could sue ABC, CBS, NBC.
Stay there. One more segment. Phil Berg, after the break, we'll be right back.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with a reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photo blocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photo blocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Phil Berg, former Deputy Attorney General of Pennsylvania, Democrat, NAACP head in his town, really got worried about this constitutional crisis. I mean, the guy's dad is a foreigner. He is a communist. He is a Muslim. He did go to Muslim schools. His real name isn't even Barack Obama. It's Barry. I mean, it goes on and on, and people are getting more and more upset about this. Phil, you were talking about the media slandering you. Please continue.
Well, it's not the mainstream media is just not covering it. It's not they're not really doing it. Now there's some people on the Internet who are, I think, jealous of me. They're putting all kinds of remarks up about me. I don't want to give their names to give them any credence, but we'll deal with those people. But there's people out there saying they're reporting me and I did this wrong, I did that wrong. I have the case before the U.S. Supreme Court. I've raised the knowledge across this country of the question. I think if nothing else, that's a major accomplishment. Other people are just trying to jump on the bandwagon. And whoever wants to jump on, I don't care, because the bottom line is we've got to find out the truth here. And the truth is, in my opinion, is that he's not natural born. He has no business being president. And I think really, hopefully, the criminal authorities will take a look at this after the fact, because I think people like Howard Dean and other people at the DNC, Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, and his top campaign people really are opening themselves up for big criminal charges, because this is outrageous.
Where do you go from here, Phil Berg?
Well, like I said, we're waiting on the U.S. Supreme Court. We're getting some friend of the court briefs. We're going to be taking some action against the electors, because electors can only vote for a qualified candidate. And I filed some other case, which is now under seal, so I can't discuss it right now. But in short time, that will come out. We're just doing everything. We're going to put together we have a flyer. A full-page ad is out tomorrow in the Washington Times, their weekend edition. And we're hoping to raise money to place ads in other papers across this country so that more and more people become aware of it. Because as people become aware of it, even Barack Obama people, they're saying, are you for real? And I'm saying yes, because they're starting to question. Because if he ends up getting inaugurated, we're going to have a constitutional crisis here, because he'd be like usurping the power. And any law he signed into effect would not have effect. Well, any judge, snips, or ambassador, anything he did would be illegal.
Well, Phil, just on the face of this, I mean, again, I'd love to have a black president. I mean, I love how happy it's made folks, people thinking there's not all this racism, people not, you know, having all this weird guilt and the rest of it. But the fact is, it's a guy named Barack Hussein Obama. And I'm not somebody up here ever bashing foreigners or Muslims, but with all the fear-mongering about it, now suddenly this guy goes to communist schools, foreign schools, all these Marxist-Leninists. I mean, you couldn't write a book, a fiction novel, this weird, and then they're hiding, and the governor is hiding his birth certificate. I mean, I keep repeating that. And then they lie, and they call me a liar in the mainstream media and other places, saying Obama never called for compulsory public service. I mean, His chief of staff wrote a book about it. He's talked about it. They posted it on his website. I mean, that's another example of the denial. They're saying that I now am a fabricator and a liar, and that that's not true. I mean, this is cult-like, Phil.
No, it really is. I saw that on the website myself. So, you know, I don't get these people. And what you have to do to just protect yourself on this is, when you see things on the website, just download it. You know, put it someplace safe so we can have it here. Because if they're doing this early, then I hate to see what they're going to attempt to do when they become, you know, if he becomes president. And I hope that he doesn't. I want to do everything in our power.
Well, that's what I wanted to say. Are you watching your back?
Trying to.
Have you had threats?
No. I have not had any direct threats. You know, I hope by talking about it, I don't get any. You know, I've been just people tell me, be aware. I think if something happened to me, which I hope doesn't, for my children and grandchildren, this would be a major front page story. So I think I have safety in the following, because I'm so well known on this.
Yeah, that's
issue.
Like Jim Garrison said, he's public, so he's safe. And I absolutely agree with you. Well, ObamaCrimes.com, I know you're really busy. We're going to send a team up there to interview you for a Barack Obama piece I'm doing, because I got blindsided by this guy. The way he lies, the way he said he'd end the war and not have illegal wiretapping, and then he backtracked. Now he's going to have lobbyists in the White House. I mean, this guy is making Bill Clinton look truthful.
That's interesting. Yeah, no, he says whatever he's supposed to. Look, the biggest example is, and I'm basically doing the constitutional, but Reverend Wright is the prime example of how he switched. We found out in April 2008 that Reverend Wright made all these outlandish remarks. So what happens at that point? We found out that he prayed with him 20 months ago when he first announced his candidacy, but he wouldn't allow Reverend Wright up on the platform with him. Why not? Then that Friday night in April, when he went on every cable TV show he could get on.
Hold on, do five more minutes. We've got to go to break, Phil. In fact, I'm going to talk to you behind the scenes at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
You know that there's treason going on. You can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
And this song's for Jimmy Vaughn.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans.
Because I know he loves Chuck Berry. All right, Phil Bird. We just got off a train 20-something minutes ago. We want him to get back to his important work in D.C., but we're going to have him back up the next few weeks, and we're going to interview him up in probably up in Philadelphia in the next few weeks. I'm going to send a crew up there. During the break, when we were talking just on PrisonPlanet.tv, Phil, you talked about Barack Obama needs to be arrested. Why does he need to be arrested?
Well, I think that what he has done here, in cohorts with his wife, in cohorts with Howard Dean, official of the Democratic National Committee, and his campaign staff, is attempting to pull off the biggest hoax in the history of our country. I mean, it's an outright fraud. I mean, think about it. He's not qualified to be president, and he's coming up with the media should be. I wish we could sue the media, but I really think when it comes down to it, if he's not a natural born. And I'm sure he's not. Because if he was, first off, if he wants to start saying, well, there's technical issues, well, there are more than technical issues. And if he thought there were only technical issues, he should have then filed a lawsuit 2 years ago before he announced for president to clarify those issues. He refuses to divulge information. I think he hasn't released his college information because I believe, and I just spoke to a couple of deans of law schools today here, who confirm it's probably on his application for law school or financial aid where he's a citizen of. And he probably put down he's a citizen of Kenya or Indonesia, and he probably applied for and received foreign aid. But, you know, we're asking for something called a birth certificate. Every one of your listeners out there has to produce it, and many times, at least probably six times in a lifetime, you know, when they sign up for Little League, when they get baptized, when they get married, some states for driver's license, for selective service, for a passport. You know, there's many times you have to produce that document, and why won't he produce his, you know? It's not even a defensive issue at this point because it's all over the Internet. There's lawsuits pending all around this country. There's going to be more lawsuits pending because people are wondering, is he natural born? And if he's not natural born, he cannot be president of the United States because it's one of the three basic requirements of set forth in our Constitution.
All right, Phil Berg, I want to just, because you're the expert on this, really, you know, you're out there vetting what's true and what's not, and you told me that it's not exactly that in Swahili with his grandmother saying that he was born there, but now that there's another audio tape that is in Swahili where she does say it. What about what we're seeing on mainstream news sites, these supposed documents of him in Indonesia where he lists himself as a Muslim and as a citizen of Indonesia?
Yeah, I mean, his name on the document, which we have, I'm sure other people have, but it's on our website, it says his name is Barry Soturo, nationality, Indonesia. If he hasn't changed his name since then, legally changed his name is Barry Soturo. So that's another fraud in the American public. When he filed for the application to be admitted to the Chicago Bar, he put on there, they asked for his name, and they put on there Barack Hussein Obama. They asked for other names, and they said, none. So, I mean, he really has a lot of explaining to do.
Well, I mean,
if you or I did something like
that. No, I mean, even Time Magazine, back when they were lovey-dovey, you know, 6 months ago, said, you know, meet Barry, you know, when he was Barry. And so it was known that he went by that name.
Right.
So, I mean, it's the guy is a, who is he? And we don't even know. He's about to be president.
Yeah, we have no idea who he is because he won't release any documentation. And our mainstream media has refused to ask him any questions. I mean, look at Governor Palin recently. She was totally vetted, you know, and they asked her everything under the sun. And if you could do that, that's fine. They're allowed to do that. But how come they didn't do it with Barack Obama? How come the media that travels with him, even today, how come the media that travels with him can't walk up to him and say, show us your birth certificate. Where were you born? You know, they don't... There are gutless media right now. It's controlled by a few corporations, and it's really a disgrace. And I'm thankful for people like you who are willing to air this topic. And so your listeners out there, the more and more people who know about it are raising questions. Even people, Democrats, even people that have voted for him say, is this for real? Well, then he can't be president.
Well, Phil,
people want to know. Yeah.
No, I mean, people want to know who he really is.
Right.
You know, I tried to stay out of this. You know, I'm nonpartisan. I'm a 9/11 truther just like yourself. I mean, you've got a lot of courage. And I just tried to give him the benefit of the doubt. And then the guy has been a complete liar on every policy. I mean, he's literally 180-ing on everything before he even gets into office, just throwing it in our face. The guy did go by the other name. Even the mainstream news, before it was an issue, said that. My God, I mean, I guess he's really going to be the president, and he's going to be an imposter. And then this destroys the future.
Not if I can help it. How's that? Not if I can help it, and the citizens all across this great nation who want to stand up for our Constitution and make sure that's what we need people doing. We need people right now to write to every member of the United States Supreme Court and say, hear this case. I mean, it's ridiculous that I don't have standing. And also ask the Supreme Court, you know, to make him produce his documentation that he is a natural-born citizen. And if not, you know, let the Supreme Court give instructions back to the lower court to demand that he produce these documents within a short time. And I'm talking he should be able to produce these documents within a week. And if he can't produce them, he should not be sworn in as President of the United States.
Well, again, if I was born in this country and somebody was running around for month after month getting international attention and tens of millions of Internet views, of their website and their videos, I mean, I would release the birth certificate. And again, the governor came out and said it has his private information for identity theft, his Social Security number. That is a lie on its face. Social Security numbers are not on birth certificates. And back when he was born, you didn't get one until you were 16 or 15 and started working. I mean, that's when I got mine, when I was like 13. It is a lie. And again, everything they do is a lie. And then now they won't release it. And then his followers say, yes, they have. No, that is a receipt. That is a receipt, is it not, Phil?
Well, it's actually called a certification of live birth. It's supposed to have the same information, although less, but our experts have showed that it is a phony. It's a fraud. It's been altered. And the thing is, even in the document in the upper right-hand corner, the number is blocked off. Why would you block that number off? That number would be a succession number of the document. And when you look at it up close, our experts determined that the name Maya is underneath, M-A-Y-A, you know. So that's why it's a phony document. If he had his birth certificate, put up the birth certificate.
And look at the website they posted it on. Is it true that Answers is tied into the Annenberg Foundation that bankrolls him?
Factcheck.org verified that it's true, but Factcheck.org is owned by Annenberg of Chicago, and that's where he sat on the board. Obama sat on the board there with Bill Ayers. So a little collusion, perhaps, for them to stand up and say that this certification of live birth is what it is. You know, it really isn't. So,
well, they're trying to demoralize the country, and when all this comes out, it will. And I just feel sorry for black folks, because when it comes out, just with his policies alone, this guy's total globalist trash. It's really going to make our first black president look really bad. Phil Berg, we'll talk to you soon. I got my office calling you tomorrow when you get back to Philadelphia, and I appreciate all your time, sir.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Folks should support you at ObamaCrimes.com. Thank you. All right, there goes Phil Berg, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, Paul Watson wrote a big article. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com with what I ranted about back in the first hour of the show today. Kashkari accused of bailout bait and switch during angry hearing. Well, I mean, there's no accused of it. They say, we said we were going to do this with the money. Now we're just keeping it for bonuses. It's up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv, folks. Paul Joseph Watson, Neil Kashkari, the Fox appointed to guard the hen house and front the multi-trillion-dollar bailout, faced angry questions from Dennis Kucinich, Representative Daryl Eason, during a hearing today, as he's accused him of playing a bait-and-switch game with taxpayers' money. Now, for some reason, Paul hasn't, I guess it's not up there yet, but Dennis Kucinich introducing him is what we need. I mean, Dennis Kucinich's first grilling and just telling him to stop lying to him is pretty powerful. All the major networks, before I forget, because we've got a guest coming up in about 45 minutes, will you go grab the two clips that Watson does have up on PrisonPlanet.com, John, so I can play these before Dale Rundis joins us, and we will take your calls, too, coming up in a minute, for those that are holding. But will you go grab those, Paul? I mean, you go grab Paul's story, the video clips in it, John? Thank you. It goes on. All the major networks carried footage of the U.S. House subcommittee hearing this morning and aired Kashkari's opening statement in full. But as soon as Kucinich and Issa were about to weigh in, the networks almost simultaneously cut the feed and moved on to a different story. Another example of how the corporate media is owned by the same elites that run the Federal Reserve. Kucinich accused Paulson and Bush of circumventing Congress by completely changing the destination of where the bailout money would go and refusing to disclose why they had taken without disclosing where it went and what had happened to the $2 trillion of taxpayer money, adding, I think it's fairly obvious that Congress would have never passed the rescue plan had it known how Treasury would marshal the resources it was given. Again, it was not a rescue plan. The bankers orchestrated this. So, of course, they're not going to give it to the people. And again, I'm against giving it to the people. But if you're going to have socialism and we've got to pay it back in tax money and it's going to devalue our currency, it would help things compared to just giving it to offshore banks to give it to the public. I mean, it makes them dependent. It makes them make bad decisions. I mean, of course the bankers suckered you. Of course they got you in debt and then pulled the economy out from under you. That's how they consolidate and set up the world government they're setting up this weekend, called a New World Order. Kucinich battle with Kashkari went as follows, according to Washington Blogspot report. I assure you, the secretary is passionate about this, Kashkari said. Passionate about what, Kucinich said? About helping homeowners, Kashkari replied. Where? Kucinich asked sarcastically. What country? We are using all the tools available to ease the credit crisis, Kashkari said. Let me give you an example. Kucinich interrupted Kashkari and continued his harangue. Well, because Kashkari had already five or six times with Kucinich refused to answer the question and smiled at him like he'd just eaten a canary, the big Cheshire cat. Look, I mean, the guy looks like the bad guy from The Mummy. Maybe this is a game to some people in the administration. They're on their way out of office, and they can do whatever they want, said Kucinich, who tried to launch impeachment hearings against Bush. Meanwhile, people are hoping against hope for help with their mortgages. Kashkari tried to explain why the $700 billion, now $5 trillion, $2 trillion, they won't tell you where it went. Man, we're going to hear that $700 billion number forever, folks. Kashkari tried to explain why the $700 billion was not used to buy troubled mortgages, but Kucinich would hear none of it. Shortly after, Representative Darrell Issa told Kashkari, you're here today because Congress is convinced you played a bait and switch and you're not doing anything to convince us otherwise. Well, we don't need him to tell us they did a bait and switch. They did it on the record. But see, that's like a few months ago when oil, you know, was 6 months ago when oil was $150 a barrel and it was $4 at the pump and the dollar was plunging. Perino, the White House press secretary, had all the press conference people going, is it true the dollar's been devalued? Can the president tell us? As if they couldn't look at the currency indexes. And she said, I'm not allowed to answer that. I'd be fired if I told you. I mean, just showing a total breakdown at the White House. Because they run nothing. They're puppets. They're just a front. So she's out there kind of throwing a fit on TV saying, I'll be fired if I tell you. Like, we need you to tell us it's a bait and switch. Like, we need you to tell us that the dollar's been devalued. I mean, it's amazing. Look, the article is very important. It's up on prisonplanet.com. Let's go viral with this right now. And as more of the videos come online, we will find them and we will post them in the story for you. But it's important. This is a bait and switch. This is a mass crime. As Ron Paul said a month and a half ago here, they need to be criminally indicted for what they're doing. Kashkari, Paulson, Bernanke, they orchestrated the collapse. Now they are looting us and setting up world government. I mean, here's the New York Times. G20 shaping new world order. Give me a document cam shot. I want to show the prisonplanet.tv viewers. Well, I got to be careful. I wrote Phil Berg's new cell phone number on this. So let me cover it up. There's the this crazy office in here. There it is. I covered up my doodles and his phone number here. Zoom in on that for you. G20, shaping a new world order. Saving you. You can Google New World Order in Google News. There are 59,000 hits. And it's every newspaper you can imagine saying, the banks are taking over. We'll pay taxes to them. That will save us. That will end the recession. These are the bastards that orchestrated it. And I know you, as listeners of this show, are fully aware of that, but the general public is not. So please, everyone, get this story. Kashkari accused of bailout, bait and switch during angry hearing. And I want Paul just to add in here that the bankers are orchestrating this by design and links to all the other great articles he's done and links to the fact that they orchestrated the whole deal. But there it is. Kashkari accused of bailout, bait and switch during angry hearing. Former Goldman Sachs executive grilled by Kucinich and Issa. But right now, let's go ahead and go to your phone calls, those that have been patiently holding since we got Berg on. Okay, who's up first here? There's too many. Jamie in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I just want to make a comment about what these guys are doing in Congress.
Hey, I'm going to put you on hold. I need to watch my language, and so do you, and I'm going to let you go because of that. I need to learn myself not to be like that, even though these things are very bad. But I have to ban people that use any of that. We have a lot of children listening. It's one thing to say smart A, but I shouldn't even do that. It encourages people. This is homeschooling curriculum a lot of places. We are not going to have that here. And you can be mad at me if you want. You can call back tomorrow, but no call today for doing that. Watch your language, folks, or I will cut you off. Okay? Carl in Montreal, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
Good.
I have an announcement to make, a short announcement. There's a 9/11 truth event tonight at the University of Toronto at the Sydney Smith Hall starting at 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. There's going to be three speakers. One of them is going to be discussing Canada's role in the so-called War on Terror. There's going to be Mr. Zaremka from 9/11 Truth Buffalo. He's going to be speaking there. I'm just trying to get the word out. People can go on the Internet and look it up and get the word out. So it's a free event. So just trying to pass that word along. Thanks, Alex.
Nice. Thanks for the plug. Appreciate it. Sounds good. Okay, we're going to go to break. Then I'm going to come back and go to Tony in Canada, Kyle in Georgia, Lindsay in Idaho, Rick in Indiana, and many, many others. But again, we got all these mainstream news articles about world governance, banking world governments being set up, world government, new world order, G20 to implement, global financial dictatorship, prisonplanet.com. They're going to charge you money to use cash, just internet censorship openly being announced. I mean, it is all so important, and it's all coming up today. And we've got some of these clips from this hot hearing this morning coming up as well. Stay with me.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. the hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come.
All right, let's go to your phone calls here. Let's go ahead and speak with Tony.
Are all trimming their wicks.
Who's up next? Is it Tony in Canada? Or Tony in Canada, you're on the air.
Yeah, I got to tell you, Alex, I'm getting a little freaked out these days. Things are happening so fast. Do you recall about 2 years ago, you were talking about the plan was to basically destroy America's credibility? You know, users point out the Americans as the bad boys, you know, going around blowing things up and everything else and then destroying the economy. Well, doesn't it seem to you that in the pattern of events and the rate at which they're, you know, progressively increasing, that this is exactly what's being set up right now?
Oh, yeah, they staged 9/11 and then let it come out, but make it look like just the U.S. government did it. They're doing the same thing all over the world right now. And then they have all the world leaders and the Treasury Secretary come out and say, America, I said this 2 days ago, America is sorry that we're bad. We're sorry we caused this to the rest of the world. And they go, that's okay. We'll set up a European banker-run world government to punish you. And they say, that's right. We're going to pay higher taxes because it's our fault. And then the world, out of their anti-Americanism that Bush was designed to create and to bring to a head, they then, whoever says they're anti-American, they'll pile on with, and Europe will now go along with that. Like, we'll show that George Bush. We'll pay carbon taxes on everything we do.
I think they're setting up, you know, this thing with setting up the IMF and the World Bank, which would be a real nightmare. And, you know, a new world order, you know, as an alternative to when the U.S. system does collapse. I mean, people are going to be desperate for, you know, some sort of help, right?
And they're going to give them help. I mean, that's Google New World Order today, and it says headline, you know, CNN, headline, Germany, you know, oh, world government to save economy. Oh, my, exactly. Global governance, they will fix it. And it says the global government will be the banks. Who did it? They openly do it, and then they openly say, voila, we're the king. If you don't like it, SWAT team, kill them. Oh, you don't like being a slave? SWAT team, kill. SWAT team, I'm tough. Yeah, kill them, evil Americans. Yeah, that's it.
Here's my biggest fear. I don't think that Bush Cheney are finished with us yet. I have a really sinking feeling about November 26th. You know, that's
you think one more little goodie?
I think that, you know, there's a few things lining up for an attack on Iran. Now, that might sound crazy, but, you know, that November 26th...
Hey, they could do anything. They snuck attack Russia 2 months ago. These people are cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Stay there. Have you finish when we get back, and more calls straight ahead. Right here on the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved Republic.